Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump's lawyer, Christina Bob, on Epic TV describes the FBI's raid with automatic machine gun toting agents on Monday in Florida.
Well, I assume they showed something to the Secret Service to actually get onto the premises. When I first got there, I was the first attorney to arrive on behalf of President Trump, and I asked to see the warrant, and initially they wouldn't show it to me, and I said, what do you mean you're not going to show me the warrant? So after some discussion, they agreed to show it to me so I could see it, and then, you know, they gave me the copy once everything had concluded.
Wisconsin's Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes is moving ahead to November's Senate election against Republican Senator Ron Johnson, after clinching the Democrat nomination on Tuesday.
I just want everybody to take a look around this room and realize that we are more united than we have ever been before in this state.
USA Radio News.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Albuquerque Police Chief Harold Medina says they found the vehicle and arrested its prime suspect in recent Muslim killings in the area. Police and FBI agents have arrested 51-year-old Mohammed Syed. Police consider Syed to be the prime suspect. Detectives reported finding evidence that shows Syed knew the victims and that a conflict may have led to the shootings. Political reasons has many from both parties moving to other states.
A new Ipsos-Axos poll found that many Americans of both parties are now considering moving from their home states to new locations where their political beliefs hold sway. Over 30% of Americans have considered making such a move in the past 6 months. Overall, 38% of people who said they are considering a move will go to a red state, compared to 34% who would move to a blue state and 28% to a swing state. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
We are USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
One of nature's best celestial shows is coming back this weekend. NASA says the Perseids meteor shower will have a peak of 50 to 100 meteors per hour and are known for occasional fireballs, larger and longer lasting explosions of light and color that come from larger comet fragments. The optimum viewing this year will be Friday night into early Saturday morning. If you feel as if the Department of Justice is politically biased and is intentionally prosecuting political opponents, you're not alone. Former senior advisor to President Trump, Stephen Miller, gives Fox News his perspective.
It's best to see this as one continuing, never stopping witch hunt that begins with the Russia collusion hoax, that continues through the Ukraine hoax, the Ukraine impeachment, that continues through the effort to paint the Hunter Biden laptop as Russian disinformation, to plant a false story about Russian bounties right before the election, and then, of course, the Whitmer kidnapping plot as an October surprise, all the way through present day. The key thing to understand in all of this, though, is that the president controls classification authority. It is blatantly unlawful and unconstitutional to even suggest that archivists would be able to say, not the president, what is and isn't classified. So this is entirely a pretextual basis.
For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as $1 a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody.
6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. And we've got America's for Limited Government founder and president, the one and only Rick Manning, joining us now. Rick, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing well. How are you, Bill?
Hey, like you, I'm still stunned with all that's been going on. I mean, we've got a raid on a former president, the raid ordered by the attorney general, who answers to the current president, and the current president says he knew nothing about it, if you want to believe that, because everything that, the president has ever told us has been 100% true, right? I mean, he's never lied to the American people, so why should we think that he'd be lying now when he said he didn't know anything about it? We'll set that aside. Leave that where it lies, right there in the middle of the room, along with the 800,000-pound gorilla. And, of course, you've got a former president that's preparing to run against the current president, but we're supposed to believe that this is an apolitical move by the AG and the FBI.
Yeah, that's completely not believable. And the ostensibly over, there's some papers from the National Archives that need to be retrieved. That was their pretense. It's absurd. It's absurd. It's obscene. It is a slap in the face to everything that is, what America is supposed to be, any semblance of rule of law. And the
Rick, I mean, put it in the context here. Yeah. Put it in the context here. I mean, it's not like President Trump had shunned the people. I mean, he had been in touch with the National Archives leaders, with the leadership. They had been going back and forth. There had already been a retrieval of some items. They were, I guess, trying to figure out what to do about supposedly 15 boxes of material that there were still some questions about. But, you know, they were in process. I mean, the attorneys were talking to one another. They were working this out. And to make this next move to where you've got, 30 FBI cars, you've got armament there, you've got people with AR-15s surrounding the president's residence. I'm looking at this thing and I'm going, what? This has to be Venezuela. It's got to be some South America country. It's got to be some European, totalitarian government or something. This can't be happening, not that many miles from where I live, about an hour away at Mar-a-Lago. I mean, this is more than disconcerting.
Very simple. We saw them doing this with people who visited the Capitol on January 6th, some of whom went inside, some of whom did not go inside, some of whom didn't even go to Washington, D.C., but looked like somebody who went to Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. And so we saw the FBI doing this with private citizens across the country. And while it's shocking, we saw them frog march Roger Stone out at 6 a.m., mm-hmm. We saw them do the same thing with Paul Manafort. We've seen the escalation as the FBI and their far left handlers have escalated. And so while it's shocking, is it all that surprising? It's an intimidation. It's an attempt mm-hmm. to tell people that, you know what, you aren't protected. If you speak up against this particular government and how it's being run, you are not protected. You will bow. You will kneel. And anybody who doesn't, expect mm-hmm. the full force of the law against you. And if you can't afford $1 million for an attorney, you're screwed. You know, if you're Steve That's Bannon, right. you can't afford an attorney. Well, we won't allow you to make a defense because the judge will say
exactly.
nothing you can say can. You can't defend yourself. You're guilty. And not allow your jury to even hear your defense, let alone decide upon it. So that's mm-hmm. That's what we've seen over the last in the escalation. So
let's throw in the demonstration of the Jan 6 committee. You know, talk about non-representation.
The way that's being conducted. Completely made for TV, has nothing to do with an actual House hearing. Produced by a TV producer, not a hearing. It's a TV show, and right. they are attempting to play West Wing without actually having. Well, in Hollywood, you don't have any constitutional breaks. You don't have any mm-hmm. opposition party that has a voice, because that would be too interesting. So instead, what they have is this is a one-sided. Complete attempted intimidation. And remember, Bill, this is really hard to, can't be forgotten. In the Senate, they don't have a majority. They have to break ties with a vice president. In the House, they have a 5-vote majority. Okay? This is not something where you're sitting there and they've got a 100-vote majority, overwhelming majorities in both houses, and they are effectively saying to the 50% of the people who did not vote them into office, we don't care, we're in charge, you better bend a knee.
And exactly.
It's a most dangerous situation in the world. I've done actually try to do something about this. I hope that people will be able to join us. I have if you go to dailytorch.com, anybody who goes to dailytorch.com can find the article where we've launched it should be top of the page.
Right.
Launched a take action campaign contacting every Republican in the House and Senate, urging them to defund this entire monstrosity, everything from the Trump investigation to the J6 committee. The House Republicans and Senate Republicans have to stand up and fight. They have to fight now. There isn't a November. There isn't a January. Now is when the fight is. And if they're not willing to fight now, I don't have any great confidence that, A, they'll fight when when we have fights over the propriety of the elections in November, and I have zero confidence they'll fight in January if they should be given power.
Rick, do you have the sense that the American people are figuring this out, and they've about had it with this government, and this is also why the Democrats are panicking? I mean, they see what's happening. I mean, look what's happening with Hispanics. Look what's happening with the minorities. They're moving. They're not even walking away from the they are running from the Democratic Party, and anything associated with it. It is so blatantly corrupt, and especially for those individuals, those minorities who have migrated from totalitarian type governments, who have seen what has happened in their homeland. In fact, I was just talking to another guy from Venezuela here, and he's going, my God, Bill, I woke up and I thought I was in Venezuela. I thought maybe it was just a bad dream. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that was happening in Venezuela. The very thing, interestingly enough, if you remember during the 2015 presidential campaign, that Hillary Clinton warned about. She was blaming, Trump and Republicans for doing the very thing that they were doing, coming up with, made up narratives and Russian collusion and persecuting political opponents.
Listen. They write the script, they blame the Republicans for doing it, and then they do it themselves. That's how that's been the way they've operated since day one, and unfortunately, your friend from Venezuela is exactly right. and people who are refugees, political refugees who are here, see it, they don't like it, and they reject it. And the Democrats are boxing, putting themselves in a political box.
Got to go to break. More from
the
Rick Manning after this.
Extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hey folks, here's great news for active aging seniors. The Kanega Watch, the only medical alert smartwatch with built-in fall detection. Yeah, the Kanega Watch is much different than the other guys. It's a stylish, discreet watch you can wear all the time. Get help through the watch in one of three ways. Your voice, pushing the watch's alert button, or have the fall detection connect you to a U.S.-based 24/7 monitoring center who'll speak to you through your watch and can send help to your GPS location nationwide. And get this, it can do that even if you're not responsive. This is true 24/7 peace of mind for you and those that love you. Order your Kanega watch with a full refund 30-day trial period. Call now, 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Way you'd like to hear from us Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. I'm Bill Martinez. Rick Manning, the president of Americans for Limited Government, is with us at 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Rick, has the FBI, has the Justice Department jumped the shark to such a degree? I mean, the corruption that we've been dealing with for decades now is just untenable. It is so thick that the people are choking on it. And we, the people, are running to the Constitution and saying, okay, what's the redress? What is the remedy here? We know that anything that we know about the Constitution clearly states that there should never be a ruling elite class. The idea that we have, and it's the reality, not even an idea, the reality of a deep state, an administrative state that is in operation within, you know, within our government, I mean, it is corrupting all things political to such a degree that, you know, we just don't trust our government anymore. And when this happens, Rick, I mean, you're going to have some serious outcomes, and you're going to have a lot of travail. And this is what I'm most concerned with, because, you know, they have obliterated the rule of law to such a degree that they're telling the American people that, hey, all's fair.
Well, they have, and this is, because as you know from the break, I'm pretty outraged about it, and I'm pretty, and it's difficult to know exactly what to do. But let me tell you a couple things that can be done. First of all, we know that this is a different agency, same problem. 87,000 IRS agents, auditors, are being hired based upon the Inflation Reduction Act. And so that's what their plan is, to hire 87,000 IRS auditors. And from previous appropriations, they've purchased a lot of ammunition and
exactly
firepower to arm them. But here's what Congress, this is why we have to get the Republican Congress to wake up and start fighting, because that doesn't have to happen. The Congress gets to vote on the appropriations for IRS in this month, okay, in August or September. They're going to vote on appropriations for IRS. And they don't have to appropriate the money. In fact, they can negate that money. They can say, we're not spending it. Mm-hmm. And can say no. And while the Democrats passed the inflation bill with 51 votes, including the Vice President of the Senate, they need 60 in the Senate to vote for the appropriation. And they don't have it. If 41 Republican senators say no, we're not going to fund a government that continues paying for a J6 committee, a January 6th mm-hmm. committee. We're not going to pay for a government that has an IRS that's going to expand the IRS by 87,000 agents. By the way, there's only 75,000 total employees in the IRS, and they're going to put more agents mm-hmm. on the street than even employees exist. Only 7,000 to 8,000 of those employees are agents right now. They're going to have 10 times as many agents out and auditors out combing the streets, coming to your neighborhood.
Exactly.
They're not going after Elon Musk. They're going after the person who drives an Uber. They're going after waitresses. All that unclaimed income, that's where they're going after. Their numbers, they think, are going to get $200 billion over 10 years, and that $200 billion is coming straight from the pockets of people who are struggling to make a living, largely because of Joe Biden's inflation. So we can stop that. And I just ask people to go to dailytorch.com, click on the link for the campaign we've launched to contact Congress, and just participate and share, because we can stop this. We can win right now. We can put an end to it. We can end this stuff. And they are desperate. They're desperate because they know their time is running out, and they're doing everything they can while the time is running out to try to intimidate and force their will. And we can stop it right now, but we can only do it if Congress gets a million emails before the end of the week, just sitting there saying Republicans get it, saying stand up and fight, quit cowering. And
exactly.
I think we can get that. I had 250,000 last night. I haven't checked this morning. And a million emails in last night. We can get this done. I just need your listeners to jump in and fight.
DailyTorch.com is where you want to go. Look, this is a government up for by we the people. That is still in play here. Okay, that is our position of authority. If we choose not to exercise said authority position, the elites have taken over. They will continue to run this democracy into the ground. And the shining light on a hill that was envisioned by our early founders and John Winthrop, the lights are going to be turned out, ladies and gentlemen. And think about the disaster consequences that go into play here. America has been a force for good, not only for Americans, but for the world and our relationship with Israel. All that goes by the wayside. Guess what? The globalists, Klaus Schwab, the Russians, communists, President Xi, they all get their way with the entire world. And here we are. We're trying to defend ourselves and cast out a vision with an incompetent president by the name of Joe Biden, who doesn't know the difference between up and down, sadly. And unfortunately, he is being surrounded by an equally number of incompetent political operatives that are not interested in a democratic republic. They're not interested in a free America. They are interested in a one world government and marching down that yellow brick road. They have sold us out. This is why the Biden family is very happy to be where they're at right now with impunity. They have sold their services to Xi, to Putin, and anybody else that has, they are in a sense, Rick, it was one of Bill Clinton's or Epstein's operatives who said something about dragging $100 bill through a mobile home.
Was that Carville?
Oh, Carville. Okay. So in a sense, this is a political perspective of the same metaphor. This is like dragging $100 bill in front of these sellouts, these elected officials, Nancy Pelosi, Joe Biden, Barack Obama, go down. These billionaires, these oligarchs around the world are dragging $100 bills through the residences of these elites, and they're captured, and it's all at our expense. Is that a fair assessment, or am I exaggerating here, Rick?
I think it is the business model for the Biden family. But it is a, and unfortunately, people knew this. They just, we had the evidence. The FBI sat on the evidence. Mm-hmm. FBI still had, they had Hunter Biden's laptop before the election. They buried it. Mm-hmm. Actually, a year before the election.
Exactly.
The media,
and it's still buried.
Still buried. We know the truth is out there. We know the truth is leaking out. People understanding what it is. The bottom line right now is we have there's a world that's falling apart in a lot of ways. When there's a weak America, other actors try to play and push their interests. So we're seeing an aggressive Iran. We're seeing an aggressive China right now, with virtual attacking Taiwan. We're seeing, Russia, emboldened. And that is a direct result of an America that is weak. And America that's not dependable. An America that abandoned Afghanistan.
Exactly.
That is the direct result of that. And the only thing we can do, what we can do as Americans, is stand up and say no and get the people who actually have the power to do something. And if you don't live in a Republican district, that doesn't matter. If you sign the petition at DailyTorch.com, and I'm just coming back to this, because
yes, please.
Stand up right now.
Exactly.
DailyTorch.com. It says the campaign. We've launched the campaign. Just click on that link and you can get to it. And you will contact every Republican in the House and the Senate, whether you're represented by a Republican or not.
Exactly.
America needs to tell these Republicans what they expect, not just their individual member, their individual constituents. Mm-hmm. They need to get a million emails. They need to get it now. So they sit there and say, something's happening. There's been a watershed. It's broken. We better.
Exactly. Yeah, and this works, ladies and gentlemen. Also, when you're there at Daily Torch, we only got about 30 seconds left. We didn't get a chance to address this, but you may be shocked, so I'll give you a little bit of a warning. Ukraine has invited China, they've invited China in for help. Okay, so wait a minute. Why should America continue to offer U.S. aid to Ukraine if they're getting help from our arch enemy, the communist Chinese? So get ready for that one. Rick Manning, the president of Americans for Limited Government.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays.
and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump's lawyer, Christina Bob, on Epic TV describes the FBI's raid with automatic machine gun toting agents on Monday in Florida.
Well, I assume they showed something to the Secret Service to actually get onto the premises. When I first got there, I was the first attorney to arrive on behalf of President Trump, and I asked to see the warrant, and initially they wouldn't show it to me, and I said, what do you mean you're not going to show me the warrant? So after some discussion, they agreed to show it to me so I could see it, and then, you know, they gave me the copy once everything had concluded.
Wisconsin's Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes is moving ahead to November's Senate election against Republican Senator Ron Johnson, after clinching the Democrat nomination on Tuesday.
I just want everybody to take a look around this room and realize that we are more united than we have ever been before in this state.
USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Bill Martinez here along with Jenny Beth Martin, Tea Party Patriots Action Honorary Chair and columnist for the Washington Times. Jenny Beth, how are we doing?
I am great. It's so good to be with you.
Always good to be with you. I need you to calm me down. I got to tell you, I'm still brain damaged over what happened with this raid at our former president's residence. The way this was done, I mean, wow, you know, Jenny Beth, is this what America has reduced itself to? I mean, you saw this, you experienced this with the Tea Party Patriots and what the IRS did and how they interfered with elections with impunity. And they've been allowed to get away with this. And now, as if that's not enough, they passed this bill to hire some 85,000 more. Basically, they're going to double the size of the IRS. And if people think for any minute that they're going to go after all these big companies, the Elon Musk and the Bezos of the world, it ain't going to happen. They're not going to waste any time. But I can tell you this. I think what would be interesting is if they just said, hey, look, at how about if we just get five of those agents and we'll take five of those agents and we'll have them look into the Biden business. And, you know, I brought this up in my conversation interview with Miranda Devine, and she didn't quite track with me and understand what I was talking about. But, you know, clearly the amount of money that we're talking about that the Bidens and Hunter Biden, and as reckless as he was in poorly handling his finances, are you going to tell me that he's buttoned down with all the money that was taken in that doesn't, it doesn't trigger an IRS audit? And how much are they going to find there that wasn't reported, you know, by the big guy and the Biden family business?
I understand exactly what you're saying, and I think that we can see that that is not something the IRS is interested in or the Democrats on Capitol Hill. They're interested in going after President Trump. They want to turn the election narrative around so that no one is talking about what an utter, absolute, complete, total failure Biden has been as president, and they want to make the election about President Trump, and they want to destroy that man and destroy all of us with it.
The exactly.
The IRS agents will audit middle-class Americans. They will audit small business owners. They will audit medium-sized business owners. They're going to go and try to get as much money as they can, but they're not going to do anything that would, in essence, bite the hand that feeds them. And they know the hand that feeds them is the liberal, radical, they're not even liberal, they're leftist, socialist, bordering on Marxist on Capitol Hill, who seek to control us and destroy our constitutional republic. We have to be smart. We have to be wise. We cannot take their bait. We have every reason to be angry and outraged about what happened to President Trump. We need to stand with President Trump, and we need to do every single thing in our power to ensure that in November, this election is a referendum on Biden and his abject failure so that we can have a check and balance on this administration. If they get another 2 years to run to run unchecked in this country, I shudder to think what will happen to every President Trump supporter in the entire country.
Well, and to your point here, let's get back up to this attack on Donald Trump. You know, and you've said this before, this is more than an attack on Donald Trump. This is an attack on MAGA Nation, the people. We, the people who have supported a free America, that have supported being energy independent, who have supported securing our borders, who have supported a robust economy that would provide jobs and income for the American people, who have supported energy independence. And so here it is. We're that basket of deplorables that Hillary Clinton referred to that wasn't even disdained by the Democratic Party. They were very quiet about that. That just came out. I mean, if you shopped at Walmart and you're in that basket of deplorables, I mean, you got 50+% of the nation that was said that you're not worthy, and you are you're not part of their America, right?
Right. Well, Hillary Clinton called us deplorables. Peter Strzok said that people, he could smell the Trump supporters when he was at a Walmart. How insulting is that? Do you know how often I shop at Walmart? They cannot stand us. They have that much anger and disgust towards all of us. And they think that the ends justify the ends justify the means, so they will do whatever it takes to destroy those of us who want to put America first, who want our country to succeed, who want our economy to flourish, because we understand that when our economy grows and flourishes, every single American has the opportunity to benefit, and every family in this country can wind up with job raises and a higher retirement fund. They don't want that. They want to control us, and they want to protect the kingdom that they have created for themselves. And they've been unchecked for so many years. And President Trump just shined a light on how corrupt they all are.
Well, and President Trump, you know, could only do so much. But the fact of the matter is that we need to be aware. We know them by their actions, what they did to the Tea Party patriots and how they targeted them. You got 85,000 new IRS agents. You think they're going to go after Democrats or liberals? No, they're going to go after us, the conservatives out there, the people who believe in God. And this is coming from a party that removed God from their party platform, if you remember, back in 08. And, you know, and since then, the Democratic Party has become evil. They have walked away from God. There is no moral compass in that party. I mean, to the degree, Jenny Beth, these are the same people that are out in the street saying they have a right to kill their babies. And the way they demonstrate about killing the unborn, the absolute innocent of any society, to where America has participated, we've been the example. We were, as even you know, John Winthrop first proposed with the idea of America, that we would be that shining hill. We are reminded of that by Ronald Reagan, and the light has been dimmed because of a people that have turned their back on God, and we're paying a price for this. And people don't know, I mean, they don't want to know, I should say, but because I think instinctively, you know, one of the questions people ask me, Jenny Beth, they'll say, do you think God's judging us? You know, and I go, wow, that's a pretty profound question that you ask. I said, the reason that you're asking is because you know God's judging us. Because you can't accept the blessings of God and turn your back and say, we're going to take it from here. Because look what has happened since we've turned our back on God. America is a shell of itself. We're no longer that shining light on a hill. We've been dimmed down to such a degree. We've participated in the murder of over 63 million babies and contributed to the murders of now around the world, the total of 1 billion abortions, Jenny Beth. This is what we've done to the world.
Bill, you are exactly right about that, and it is a real problem. And I think that when you describe it exactly as you just did, I think one of the most important things every single one of us can do is take time this week to be in deep prayer and speak with God and let Him speak to you, because we need guidance and wisdom individually to help us know what we can do with our own talents to help save this country and to right the wrong track that it is on.
Yeah, exactly. Well, to your point, Jenny Beth, who did we go into covenant with for this country but God Himself? And God has, you know, He's a promise keeper. And He said, just like Winthrop referred us back to, and again, it was his own reference in his own words of 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray. You know, he had his own version of that and saying that, hey, we're going to be a blessed nation, but also be warned that if you turn your back on God, you will be a cursed nation. And here we are. And just as you said, it may seem so heavy and profound, the problems that we have in America, but God can solve those problems. God is the answer to those problems. And I agree with you. And we all should join in prayer with Jenny Beth with the Tea Party Patriots Action. Yes, we can be activated politically, but we also need to be activated spiritually. Invite God back into the middle of the situation and watch Him heal our land. Jenny Beth Martin, thank you.
Your washer, your dryer, or any other major appliance in your home breaks right now. Do you have an extra $1,000 laying around to fix it or buy a new one? And hey, that's on the low end. Wouldn't you rather spend a dollar a day and make sure all the major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced? Then call the Home Service Club right now for a free quote and a free month. Trust us, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You could spend a dollar a day and have the peace of mind and the coverage for all your major appliances. Or you could be prepared to shell out thousands of dollars or more without protection. So call right now and get a free quote and a free month. Call right now.
800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. That's 800-238-9153.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
John, what are you doing? Get in my car.
So why are you walking to work?
Thanks, man. It's these insanely high gas prices. They're draining my bank account. I can't afford to drive anymore.
Dude, don't walk. Just do what I do, because I never pay full price for gas anymore. I use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Oh, wait. You're telling me you get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
Make around $200.
Wow, that's serious cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PAID for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's promo code PAID. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PAID for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PAID for a $5 bonus.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Before the top of the hour, I'm Bill Martinez. Chris Chmielewski from Numbers USA, Director of Policy and Activism, joins us now. Hey, Chris, happy Wednesday. Hump day to you.
Yeah, happy Wednesday to you, too. Thanks for having me on.
Well, interesting. I've been mentioning I had a conversation with a friend from Venezuela, and he cited 4 points that led to the destruction of the system that was very successful in Venezuela, once rich country, they were flourishing, God-fearing, and he said the number one key to Venezuela's downfall was open borders. They were overwhelmed. They thought, you know, just like most people, thinking, okay, these migrants are coming in. We need to, bienvenidos, you know, let's welcome everybody in regardless of their intent, regardless of their desire to support the Venezuela lifestyle. They just came in to suck off all the resources, and they ended up imploding the government to the degree to where it is right now. Of course, it becomes socialistic and communistic in principles. The people are eating out of the back of garbage trucks, inflation at 1,000%, and number one issue was open borders. And here we are dealing with an administration that cannot look at the empirical evidence and the data that pointed to a successful immigration policy, and they have a better way. And what have they done? They swung the doors wide open. They are causing America to be overwhelmed with these illegal immigrants who are coming in that are not, they're not bringing resources into the country. They are just here to take and to pillage. I mean, these are like human locusts. I mean, I hate to put it in that context. I mean, it sounds rather crude, because there's no there's no consideration. Because one of the things that I've been saying, Chris, from day one, you know, if it was me, just because I'm a knucklehead, if the people were going to be coming in, I'd at least have an HR person right there at the gateway to interview these people to find out, hey, what do you have to offer? What is your talent base? What can we do? I mean, if you're going to be here, let's find a job. We got 7 million jobs, you know, and we've got, you know, to fill. And maybe we can put you in a position where you could fill a job based on your skill set. We have no idea. There's nothing. There's no consideration. See, but I would qualify, in a sense, the human inventory to say, okay, how can they participate and help and have a career path to where if they come here and they have skin in the game, then they're going to be a little bit more prone and sensitive to be law-abiding and add to the great American experiment, not just take. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah. No, it absolutely does. And of course, the one good thing that we have going for us, I guess, compared to a situation like Venezuela is that our population is about 125 times, or sorry, even more than that. Venezuela's population around 30 million. We're about 330 million. Mm-hmm. So 1,100% times bigger than Venezuela. But your point still remains. I mean, it would just take longer in the United States to overwhelm the country the same way that it happened in Venezuela. But, you know, with a recent another move by the Biden administration, they've officially now terminated the Remain in Mexico program that was started under President Trump. I mean, they were using it at such a limited basis. It's not going to have a huge impact, mm-hmm. but still it's symbolic. And yeah. it's just going to invite more and more people to come and cross the border illegally and try to claim asylum because they know now they'll be able to stay. They're not going to be forced to remain in Mexico.
Exactly. Well, you know, this just opens the door further, like you said. And Mayorkas, you know, still wants to tell the American people with a straight face that, you know, our borders are not open. Well, I think maybe you need to tell the immigrants that, you know, let them know, because that's not what they see by experience. Right.
Right. Yeah. And you know, if the border's closed, then why are they so opposed to keeping people who cross the border illegally and then claim asylum? Why are they opposed to them waiting in Mexico? If they think that that's cruel and inhumane, which some of their statements seem to indicate, then tell us why. Why are the conditions so bad in Mexico that these people can't stay there safely? And if they're that bad in Mexico, why don't we have millions of Mexicans streaming across the border, especially right now since it's so porous? Mm-hmm. And the response is because they don't have an answer to that. It is a safe country in Mexico. They just want those people here rather than staying in Mexico, because they believe that it helps them politically for those folks to be here.
Well, it's almost like, you know, you're thinking, okay, are they in cahoots with the, you know, with the coyotes and all this illegal activity, you know, from the cartel? I mean, the cartel reported, I think we talked about it a couple of weeks ago, Chris, this has been such a windfall profit for them that so far they have made over $13 billion. With all the stuff that they've been doing and helping illegals cross the border. I mean, this has been a windfall profit opportunity for them. And it's like, okay, well, wait a minute. Biden seems to be, you know, connected with everything that's quid pro quo. It just makes you wonder. I mean, and you end up going, gosh, am I putting on a conspiratorial tinfoil hat on my head here and thinking, well, you know, is the Biden family getting a kickback on this stuff from the cartels? Is that why this is, you know, this is happening? Is Nancy Pelosi and the Democratic Party and all these people that are supporting, you know, these policies that are clearly injurious to the American people and the citizenship, you know, and whether we're talking about fentanyl, the way that it has been so pervasive and responsible for killing over 100,000 Americans last year, illegal immigrants who have come in and have murdered in every state of the union, there has been a murdered citizen at the hands of illegal immigrants. And meanwhile, the demography of these states, like, for example, California. California is not what it was when I grew up. The demography of California has been completely changed because of all the sanctuary cities and what they've allowed happening to the Golden State there. The Golden State, not quite so golden as it used to be, Chris.
Yeah, yeah. And it certainly does make you wonder. I mean, these stories aren't secrets of what's happening to these people on their journey to the Mexico-U.S. border, the women and female girls being raped by members of the drug cartels and the coyotes, them making a payment up front, but then once they get to the border, the cartels demanding more money if they don't have them, then they do something violent to them. So, I mean, these stories are out there, so we know it's happening, and by just continuing to encourage, and that's the thing, you know, Mayorkas may say the border is closed, but again, I go back, actions speak louder than words. You can say the border is closed, but if every single one of your policies basically translates to, if you can get into the United States of America, regardless of how you get here, we're going to let you stay and work here. Then that tells you that the border is not closed, and they're just simply encouraging more and more people to pay off the drug cartels, putting more money into their back pockets. Not that they need any more money, but putting even more money into their back pockets and endangering Americans and illegal immigrants who are already here.
Exactly. And Chris, when you say work, some people might think, work in that context is a bit benign. Some of these young girls are put to work in sexual trafficking situations that's unconscionable, that's happening in a country that says they believe in God. I mean, clearly, we have become immoral. We're not even amoral anymore. I mean, we have just flat out become immoral that allows something as obvious as this. I mean, you're going to tell me Mayorkas is totally, without any knowledge of whatsoever. Let's just take the one issue of sex trafficking. Let's say, you're going to tell me that he knows nothing of that? You know that the Biden administration knows nothing of the sex trafficking that's happening here in America? And I say this to Americans as well. The reason that they're here is because there's a business for it. Because we've got people who will buy these young girls. And shame on us, shame on this country, that we allow and we're participating in this kind of evil. And this is absolute evil. And this is just one part of what's going on. And here we are, you know, proposing to be, you know, that shining city on a hill. For some reason, this keeps recycling back, Chris, because this was the dream of John Winthrop, that America would be that shining city on a hill, that we would be an example of God's grace and mercy to all the nations. And we have been initially. We were at one time. Yes, we're human beings and we make mistakes, and you know, this is why we go to God and we ask for forgiveness. But it's gotten to the point now where, you know, as one pastor friend said, you know, America doesn't even want to blush anymore. We don't even blush about these things. We just take it all in stride. This is how casual we'd become about our moral compass. And this is very dangerous, because as we continue to ignore, you know, good from evil, and allow this kind of evil to permeate itself within our country, the United States of America is doomed, Chris. We are doomed beyond judgment, and rightfully so. We're you know, there's going to be some serious pain here in River City, and I think. You know, for our generation, here we are, we're further down the road. But I think about our kids and our grandkids and our great-grandkids. What do they have to look forward to? You know, we've been spoiled. We've enjoyed an America that gave us God's blessings. And now we're starting to see the judgment of God falling upon this nation. And heaven help us.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And hopefully, though, the American voters will go to the ballot box in the fall. And it's not just that they have to vote for Republicans, but vote for border security. I mean, protect the borders of the country, protect our sovereignty.
Yeah, you're going to protect our borders and the people on both sides. Chris Jamilinski, thank you.
Food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.